Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Wieder live von ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Hello and welcome to our Coffee and Chain Rings podcast with the Bike Transalp, Maxxis Bike Transalp Special 2024. By my side, race director Mark Schneider. Hello, Mark.
Hi there.
And as I already teased in the episode before, taking revenge on the weather gods, there it is, the Queen Stage, the almost been Queen Stage from 2023, from Bormio to Malé, 96 kilometers, 3,250 meters of climbing, level 5 from 5. Mark, are we going to be more lucky 2024?
Oh, I keep my fingers crossed, and I think back, I remember that day, and I've seen you guys riding towards Paso Gavia two hours later. We had sunny conditions, so that was brutal. We had a thunderstorm at 8 o'clock when we intended to start, and I think maybe 100 to 200 riders just went on their bikes towards Malé over Paso Gavia. I passed you, I remember I passed you by car. Really sunny conditions up there in Paso Gavia. Well, bad luck on that day. And in German we say we have a Rechnung offen. I cannot say this in English. So there's an open bill, we say in German. And I keep my fingers crossed we have better weather and taken that stage again. So it deserves to be overcome, and let's keep our fingers crossed. It will be a good day, I'm convinced.
And we will see this absolute classical mountain view, classical mountain stage, stunning downhill, and you will talk us through from the start in Bormio to Malé from now on. Start.
Yeah, it's a deserved Queen Stage towards Malé, stage number 5. It's it's a bit late. Queen Stage might be better at day 3 or 4, but now it's day 5 after a longer stage.
If you see day 4, which was already quite a contender for being Queen Stage.
Yeah, so it deserves a lot of respect as everything it needs for a Queen Stage. It's the longest stage, most climb, and the highest point of that Transalp at Paso Gavia, above 2,600 meters, and the Queen Stage and the deserved Queen Stage with the longest, most kilometers, most climbing, and the highest peak of this year's Transalp. So nothing, no discussions about it. That is the Queen Stage of this year. The let's talk some positive aspects of that one. The first climb to Paso Gavia is not too steep. You collect about 1400 meters, maybe 1500 to the highest peak. There's only one section in between, round about kilometer 6 right after the start, on a forest track going up to Santa Catarina. It's a climb of 300 to 400 meters, and that is quite steep. So you have fresh legs, but you have to climb up there and get your rhythm. When you reach the road towards Paso Gavia at Santa Catarina, you can climb quite easily up to the highest peak on that road. It's not too steep going up there, and the panorama is opening up. The more you climb, the panorama is getting better through that really, really gorgeous spot in between the massive mountains on the back of the Ortler region, though. That's really, really cool. going down to Santa Polonia, it's the most challenging track of this year's Transalp, the quite popular Gavia Trail. So there's two options going down from Passo Gavia on the road or on that trail. So we choose to take the trail, even if it's a bit too technical maybe for Transalp, so you have to be careful, but you even can enjoy that stunning scenery. Is on high alpine meadows, a natural path going down, going steeply down. And to describe the character, the entry is not too steep, then it's getting steeper, and it's not too technical, but there's a bit of spice. There are some really technical section, and don't talk 100 or 200 meter sections, but short sections. Maybe there's a rock with a drop in between, and some meters very, very rough, rocky section. Always some short, very technical sections. The track in general is steep, not too technical. I would estimate maybe S2 towards S3 in the single trail scale. And it's definitely the most technical part. Be very careful, be attentious going down, but it's not too long in kilometers. Even if you don't like to ride that one, you can enjoy the scenery and come safely down towards Santa Polonia.
Yeah, that's what I want to emphasize. Take care of yourself and of your co-riders and the other participants. Go off the line if you are not able to ride, to avoid collisions and making riders stop at points they cannot do it technically. That's something what's always a problem on the trail, what I remember from this regions, from this sections. But really, this very technically challenging sections, S2 to S3, is for me what always has been Transalp, or the essence of Transalp. I remember the, I think 2 years, 3 years ago, when we did this Montozzo Scharte for Cella di Montozzo, where people told, and I think it's comparable to this a little bit, where people talked about it being too heavy or too technically challenging. It's still mountain biking, and it's mountainous regions, it's alpine region, and so take care of yourself, take care of your partners, and enjoy the scenery, and don't take the risks, and just enjoy, and don't get angry if it's too heavy for you, or if some people ride it and you cannot, and don't envy this. So I know that there's always some commotion about this tracks, and I really think this is a pity that we always have to discuss it's too heavy or yeah. I hope you understand what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but the discussion is quite easy. So you have the road or the trail, and the road is in terms of mountain bike racing, it's too dangerous because it's very fast going down on a small mountain road. So the track is much more technical, but the speed is not so high. So and it's, you can compare it to that Montozzo. Montozzo is longer, much longer, but this one's a bit steeper. But the character is maybe the same, because you have a good track with some really rocky sections, short rocky sections in between. So go safely down there. The landscape is stunning, and the challenge is really, really great going down there.
Yeah, I was so excited about the stage, I lost my English. But now we can go. Now we can. We can go on safely in our.
And then we reach that small town of Pezzo above Ponte di Legno, climb to ancient village called Casa di Viso, and then on a beautiful panoramic meadow track in the high alpine meadows towards Rifugio Bozzi, and reach that classic Transalp track called the Alta Via Carmona, going towards Passo Tonale. And it's one of the most beautiful tracks in Transalp history. It's like not technical, it's a high alpine path in the meadows, a bit of down, a bit of going down, a bit of climb, and you're going around the mountain. And as you go around the mountains, you come to that beautiful view into the Adamello glaciers, and towards Paso Donal, you have a trail going down in that panoramic view. It's really, really gorgeous. One, as I told you, one of the most popular, most beautiful parts of Transalp history.
And also an absolute classic.
Yeah, when we reached Paso Donal, we changed that stage a little bit from the last year's plan. So we're going on the left side of the road, not on the right side of the road. The reason is they built a cycle path down there at Vermelho, and I wanted to stay a bit more on dirt and gravel tracks on that left side. So both sides of the road we rode with the Transalp, that one recently in, I think in 2016, I'm not quite sure, but it's a track we always already had at the Transalp, and it's quite cool going down from Paso Donal towards Val di Sole at Fucine Ossana. Nice mountain biking going on the left side of the road of the valley. And then we have, when we reach Val di Sole at Ossana, there's still about 20 kilometers to go, and it's not easy rolling out on the cycle path, a bit off cycle path in between, but we climb a little bit towards Madonna di Campiglio to Val Meletrio, have a bit of trail and forest track, and staying a bit in the forest to Malé. You nearly don't see that in the profile because the climbs are not too long, but the last maybe 10 kilometers are quite interesting, not boring mountain biking on or cycling on the cycle path. It's like staying in the forest, going up and down, playing with the possibilities. Some people will like it, some people might not like it because you already have 3,000 meters in your legs and have to collect maybe the last 200 to 250 meters in the valley. So some like it, some don't. But I didn't want to stay on the cycle path for too long, make it a bit more interesting on the last kilometers to Malé.
And everybody had the chance to hear it here at our podcast. You told before, there is some climbing on the cycle path before Malé, so nobody can blame you for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone's prepared now. There's no Mark Schneider gangster talks.
No, that was not a gangster talk. It will hurt a little bit, definitely, but I think it's more interesting than staying on concrete.
And then we will hopefully have done this beauty of a stage and taking revenge on the weather gods.
Yeah. Maybe we have to fulfill a rain dance or weather dance the day before. I don't know. Maybe we have some ritual to be done.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for the last two stages up to come here at Bike Transalp Special Coffee and Trainings Podcast with Mark Schneider. That was our stage number 5. Hear you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, dann kannst du dich mal räuspern, dass wir das sehen, und dann kannst du einfach anfangen, Mark Schneider.
Ich bin raus. Ja, mach weiter.
Ja, die. Nochmal, ich muss mich räuspern. Ich wollte es tatsächlich in Deutsch, ja. Okay. Räuspern.
Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat. Ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle? Sportoutfits? Stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause? Designer-Handtasche? Check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.